Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way that he's been freely or otherwise, I mean, that in a way you could determine whether this matter of whether people walked in there with a recorder on him? I don't know.
No, I don't think there is any way. I just think you got to, so remote as to be almost beyond possibility.
Yeah.
And if he did, there's...
Yeah. Well, we've got it. I mean, but the point is that's a real bomb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure is. That's what may be his bomb. In other words, you come
I
put that on the desk with Henry Peterson, says, I got a recording of the President of the United States, and here's what he said.
Well, that would be very hard.
If he did it, then we'd say yes.
Impossible.
Well, not virtually impossible. If he did it, we'd say, yes, sir, that was a recording, and I was investigating.
That's right.
But on the other hand, it'd be goddamn hard. I mean, you run that in the press, that'd be pretty... But, well,
yeah.
no way to find out, is there?
No. No way anybody would know.
We have
no
record of... we don't have any background as to whether he has done that before, have we?
None. No evidence at any time under any circumstances, and I've, you know, been involved in enough, you know, where he's going on that I just find it impossible to think that there would, that, you know, could possibly be the case.
Mm-hmm. One thing about those things is, I think that, you know, when a fellow walks in, I mean, I didn't look at him that closely, but you were there, but damn, I mean, I think that it's a little, it's, even the smallest ones are bulky enough that you, I mean, with a fellow like Dean, you sort of see that, wouldn't you? Where do you carry them? In your hip pocket or your
vest pocket? Or under your arm, you know, where they carry a pistol holster or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
I really don't think it's so remote as to be almost beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Doesn't matter nothing as we're beyond their upper control.
That's true, but
but of course, he draws a sword on that. It's
I think if that's the subject he has in mind, that he's just going to do it on the basis of his own,
yes,
you know, his own record afterwards or something.
That's right. Oh well, on that we'll destroy him.
And
he's his word against,
you know, from the basis
his
of
word against
or something like that.
His word, what, his word against the president's. You were there, but particularly the president's on that is going to. The only other thing is, of course, his conversation with regard to the, I mean, the little stuff in your office about the.
But that.
But that was so casual.
I don't think you're going to have the problem with that. I mean, other than an effort to base it on his conversation, you know, his memorandum afterwards, or if he's done something like that, but he didn't usually do that.
Mm-mm. He didn't write conversations around?
Not usually.
Hmm. He probably did on this one.
As I said, it sounds as if he had notes, which you said you thought he did. To speak from. So he, you know, might have used that to...
Yeah, that, but I mean, but he didn't make any notes, and any conversation I ever had with him, he always sat there and... And then probably with a good memory, you can go back and write everything down you remember. But he's always had to make a memorandum of the conversation afterwards, and I said this and that. On the other hand, Ziegler had a good point about Dean, which he made a few days ago, and he said John Dean's credibility is nil because the Dean report is proved to be false and everything else, and you're just simply say, and that's what we've got to have in mind here now, without you and John to get too goddamn discouraged about this, because basically John Dean, his report that he now claims he didn't make, his subornation of perjury, his everything else.
That's right.
He's who the hell is to believe what he's going to say now, and he's saying it now for what purpose? He's going to be, of course, saying, well, they're making me the scapegoat and all the rest, and therefore I'm going to tell all, and he's going to, as he says, I'll try this, his attorney says, this administration right up to the president. He didn't say the president, but you know, that's what they said.
Yeah, but that's all for purpose. When you get down to trying to do it, they got a very tough time.
The purpose, of course, is to get immunity, which
sure.
Now the prosecutor, Bob, is not about to give him.
Really?
No, sir. They're not. No, Peterson says it. I said, now, you make your judgment on your own. I said, not on my base. He said, no. He says, he's just too much involved as a principal. He just can't do it. And frankly, I think it's just as well. I think you're in a position now that if you gave him immunity, he would sit there the rest of our lives.
That's right.
Hanging it over you. And the point is that now if he's going to have this pissing contest, get all right. Out and fight it out, and it'll be a bloody goddamn thing. But, you know, in a strange kind of a way, that's life, isn't it? Mel's public will be interested, and it'll be rough as a cob, and we'll survive, and in Mississippi, you'll find a half dozen people that'll be for the president. Who knows?
Be a lot more than that.
No. We do still have some support in the country, I hope, but
yep.
We shall see. You agree?
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Despite all the polls and all the rest, I think there's still a hell of a lot of people out there, and from what I've seen, or you know, they want to believe. That's the point, isn't it?
For sure. Do and do.
Right. Anyway, I thought it was just a thought that maybe you could check that thing, but there's no way you can check it.
There isn't anything to check.
You've never heard that that he's ever done that before.
Never. Never.
Mm-hmm. Although, as I say, if worse comes to worse and he has one, well, we've got one.
Yep.
No, what I mean is, you've got to live with it. That's it.
Well, but, you know what's there, at least. And
that's right. That's right. That's right. Tomorrow, there's a little left on what one you had this day, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you were there during that discussion. I suppose that we probably discussed how the hell we get the 120, right? I don't remember it.
No, I don't think so. I think it was, you know, just sort of a rehash of the other thing, basically going into the impossibility of doing it.
And the next day, I suppose the question is, well, did you get the 120? I may have asked him that. I don't think I did, but
I'm not even sure there was a second.
Well, anyway, listen to it tomorrow. Let me know, will you?
Yep.